Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Plan Red China's Project to Destroy America by Gordon G. Chang is a short national security polemic about the strategic rivalry between the United States and the People's Republic of China, published in the context of intensifying concern over Xi Jinping's government, supply chain dependence, espionage, fentanyl, cyber operations, Taiwan, and global conflict. The book argues that China's actions should not be treated as isolated disputes, but as parts of a coordinated campaign against American power. Chang writes from a strongly hawkish perspective, presenting the Chinese Communist Party as an adversarial regime whose ambitions extend beyond regional influence to the weakening of the United States itself. The book's purpose is not to provide a detached academic survey of U.S.-China relations, but to warn policymakers and citizens that conventional engagement has failed. Its central contribution is an urgent argument for sharper deterrence, reduced dependence, and a more confrontational American posture toward Beijing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, China's behavior is framed as a coordinated anti-American campaign. A defining feature of Plan Red is Chang's insistence that Chinese policy should be read as a connected strategic project rather than a sequence of unrelated incidents. In this interpretation, Beijing's economic pressure, diplomatic maneuvering, military modernization, cyber activity, propaganda, and influence operations all serve a larger purpose, weakening the United States before any direct confrontation occurs. This framing matters because it challenges the more conventional view that U.S.-China tensions can be managed issue by issue, with trade, technology, Taiwan, public health, and regional security treated as separate files. Chang instead argues that separation obscures intent and gives China room to exploit American openness. The book's title captures that thesis by suggesting a plan rather than opportunism. Whether readers accept the full strength of Chang's claim or not, the analytical move is clear. He wants Americans to stop interpreting Beijing through normal diplomatic categories and start treating the Chinese Communist Party as an organized, hostile actor. This makes the book less a policy manual than a threat assessment built around pattern recognition. Secondly, hybrid warfare is presented as China's main method below the threshold of open war. Chang places heavy emphasis on what can be called hybrid warfare, the use of non-traditional tools to damage an adversary without formally declaring war. In the book's argument, China does not need to begin with missiles or invasion fleets because it can exploit American vulnerabilities through cyber intrusions, social media manipulation, economic leverage, intellectual property theft, political influence, and indirect harm to civilians. The discussion of COVID-19 and fentanyl fits this framework. Chang treats these subjects as examples of how the Chinese state or Chinese-linked networks can contribute to mass disruption inside the United States while avoiding the immediate costs of military escalation. The practical significance of this argument is that it expands the definition of national security. Borders, ports, pharmaceutical supply chains, universities, digital platforms, and public health systems all become potential battle spaces. This is one reason the book has urgency. It argues that the conflict is already occurring, even if many Americans do not recognize it as conflict. Its policy implication is that deterrence must apply to covert, economic, and social forms of pressure, not only to military aggression. Thirdly, global conflicts are interpreted as connected pressure points in a wider struggle. Plan Red connects China's ambitions to conflicts beyond East Asia, including Russia's war in Ukraine and instability in the Middle East. Chang's point is not simply that Beijing comments on these events or benefits from American distraction. He argues that such crises form part of an emerging anti-American environment, in which China, Russia, Iran, and other actors place simultaneous pressure on U.S. past resources, alliances, and political unity. In this view, there is no purely regional crisis when a great power rival can exploit every conflict to weaken American credibility. This approach pushes readers to consider strategic bandwidth. The United States may have strong forces and alliances, but constant crises can stretch attention, defense production, public patience, and diplomatic capacity. Chang's interpretation also elevates China from a regional competitor to the leading organizer or beneficiary of a broader challenge to the U.S.-led order. S-led order critics may question how centralized or coordinated this bloc really is, but the book's distinctive contribution is its insistence that American strategy must connect theaters. Taiwan, Ukraine, the Middle East, and domestic instability are presented as interlocking elements of the same security problem. Fourthly, the book calls for severing dependence rather than refining engagement. Chang's policy orientation is much more severe than the standard recommendation to compete with China while preserving cooperation where possible. He argues that decades of engagement helped enrich and empower the Chinese Communist Party while failing to liberalize China or moderate its strategic ambitions. As a result, Plan Red favors a broad reduction of contact and dependence, especially where China can gain leverage over American supply chains, technology, finance, education, and diplomacy. This position reflects a deterrence logic. If Beijing benefits from access to American markets, institutions, and networks, then limiting that access becomes a form of defense. It also reflects a vulnerability logic. The more deeply the United States depends on China, the harder it becomes to resist coercion during a crisis. The book, therefore, belongs to the decoupling side of the U.S.-China policy debate. Its strength is clarity, because it avoids ambiguous language about partnership with a strategic rival. Its limitation is that severing ties on the scale Chang favors would involve major, economic, diplomatic, and logistical costs that require careful planning beyond the book's concise format. Lastly, its forceful warning is balanced by questions about China's own constraints. The book's most important limitation is also central to evaluating its usefulness. Chang presents China as a determined and dangerous adversary. But critics have argued that the analysis gives less attention to constraints that complicate Beijing's ability to defeat the United States. These include China's energy import dependence, demographic pressures, financial weaknesses, food security concerns, the difficulty of projecting naval power far from home, and the continued value of American alliances in the Indo-Pacific and Europe. A complete assessment of conflict risk must consider both intent and capability. Chang's emphasis falls heavily on intent, warning that underestimating hostile purpose is the more dangerous mistake. That choice gives the book its intensity and accessibility, but it can also make the threat appear more linear and inevitable than it may be. For readers, the best use of Plan Red is therefore not as a final strategic balance sheet, but as one side of an important debate. It sharpens attention to Chinese coercion and malign influence, while inviting comparison with more restrained analyses that weigh Beijing's vulnerabilities alongside its ambitions. In conclusion, Plan Red is best suited for readers who want a concise, sharply argued warning about the Chinese Communist Party as a strategic adversary of the United States. Policymakers, national security students, journalists, military readers, and citizens following the U.S.-PAL-China rivalry will find it useful as an example of the hardline deterrence and decoupling argument. Its practical benefit is that it forces attention onto areas sometimes treated as secondary to military competition: social media influence, public health vulnerability, fentanyl networks, economic dependence, technology access, and the cumulative effect of simultaneous global crises. Its intellectual benefit is not neutrality, but clarity. Chang presents a coherent view of China as a regime pursuing American decline through many instruments at once. Compared with broader and more academic books on China's rise, Plan Red stands out for brevity, urgency, and policy bluntness. It does not try to provide a comprehensive history of modern China or a balanced survey of every school of thought in U.S.-China relations. Instead, it functions as a warning brief that argues engagement has failed and that deterrence must become more aggressive. Readers should pair it with works that examine China's internal weaknesses and the complexity of escalation, but its distinctive value lies in its direct challenge to complacent assumptions about managed competition. If you would like to support Gordon G. Chang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.